Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wade Barrett returns to the WWE. Plus, Keith Lee responds to backlash online. And an AEW star takes a shot at Randy Orton after Randy Orton missed a shot on Raw. We'll talk about it in a bit. For Wednesday, August the 26th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have some decorum, please? Momentous occasion. Look at all these legends gathered here for Old School Raw. Well, it should be a momentous occasion, but I'm afraid I've got some bad news. You see, flea markets across the entire US were driven to a frenzy today by virtue of the fact that none of this lot were available to sign 25-year-old photos of themselves and shake hands with the seven or so people who have any clue who they are. Mark my words, gentlemen. These pathetic attempts to rekindle your glory years will prove futile. And your futures, they are doomed to anonymity. In fact, I will personally take great pleasure in forgetting each and every one of your names the second you walk out of the arena this evening. And the only thing that's better than that is the knowledge that all of the WWE Universe will forget your names too. So welcome back, legends!
And a legend returns to NXT tonight. That was Bad News Barrett. Stu Bennett, as he's been known over the last couple of years, makes his return to WWE tonight. That news came down very late yesterday. He's going to be part of NXT this evening. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But this is the first time we have seen Wade Barrett as part of WWE since 2016. He was a massive part of NXT when it got underway. The first person to win NXT back in the day when it was a weird game show type affair. He went on to be the leader of the Nexus, involved in a pretty hit and miss story from WWE. In fact, it was the 10-year anniversary just gone of the Nexus versus Team WWE at SummerSlam. There was talk earlier this year of Wade Barrett making a return to mark the anniversary of the Nexus. That never really transpired. So we are at this point now where he's making a comeback with WWE through here. It was on the 6th of May back in 2016 when WWE announced that Wade Barrett, Stu Bennett, had been released from his contract. Bennett said that he actually chose not to sign a new contract the year before. He was pretty much done with WWE. He had a very up and down time from his time in the Nexus to stepping away from that to the core on SmackDown. Very lost in the shuffle was that particular faction. He had a popular run as Bad News Barrett, But for some reason, just the gears didn't quite turn in the head office in the direction that we needed it to. We had a King Barrett run for a while. Again, just everything that Stu Bennett turned his hand to within WWE, he was just a revelation at. Just bags of charisma and a lot of talent in the ring as well. When he left WWE, he said he would return when the time is right. And he spent quite a few years doing stuff on the independent circuit, but just picking the stuff he wanted to do. He worked for WCPW for quite some time. He was a commentator, and he ended up being the general manager of Defiant Wrestling as well. He joined World of Sport Wrestling in 2018. He was the executive of World of Sport and the commentator. He was there making Grado's life pretty miserable. He also was a part of Lucha Underground on the season 4 finale. He was in the bit right at the end. You just see him smoking a cigar and drops his old WWE catchphrase in there. And he had a little name change to The Lord. But we never really saw anything of it because Lucha Underground closed shortly afterwards. And since the tail end of last year, he has been working as the color commentator for NWA Power. Debuted Into the Fire, their pay-per-view at the end of last year. Now, we don't know his situation with NWA. We know a few NWA guys have been turning up in other places as of late. Eddie Kingston, Ricky Starks, both signed with AEW. Thunder Rosa is on AEW Dynamite on Thursday night with the NWA Women's Championship as well. With regards to Stu Bennett / Wade Barrett's deal with WWE, Pro Wrestling Sheet have reported that this is a one-shot deal for now with WWE. And he has not signed a full-time deal to rejoin the company. I have a feeling that will change. When we know more about it, you'll know more. But tonight, Wade Barrett makes his return to the WWE. For the first time, we will see Wade on WWE programming since 2016. Busy night on NXT tonight as well. Another unopposed episode of the Black and Gold brand. We're going to see three matches that have been announced so far. The NXT Cruiserweight Champion Santos Escobar will be putting the belt on the line against Isaiah Swerve Scott. They have been slowly building this rivalry between these two over the last month or so. Breezango will challenge Imperium, Marcel Barthel and Fabian Aichner, for the NXT Tag Team titles. And we'll see the NXT Women's Champion Io Shirai team with Rhea Ripley to face Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. No doubt we will start a build towards Rhea Ripley versus Io Shirai tonight on NXT as well. It's going to be a busy night for the Black and Gold, and we'll talk all about it on NXT Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel tomorrow night.
Keith Lee, a huge congratulations to you making your Monday Night Raw debut tonight. However, it was bittersweet. You made a strong statement to Randy Orton, but unfortunately, your friend Drew McIntyre, the WWE champion, went away in an ambulance. Where's your head at right now?
Conflicted. That's probably the best term that I can use. Obviously, I'm a little down because my Raw debut was ever so slightly spoiled, but also I understand where he's coming from and the situation at hand. But most importantly, I just watched him get taken away in an ambulance. So with all that being said, I'm pissed at Randy Orton. I'm worried about Drew. But I also have a bitter taste in my mouth, and I intend to get that fixed as soon as possible.
Well, this Saturday at TakeOver 30, you lost the NXT Championship. However, they announced your debut on Monday Night Raw at SummerSlam, and you are here tonight. What have the weekend been for you?
Well, obviously, I landed on my head off the second rope, so it's a little brutal, a little painful. But here I am, fought through it, just like the rest of these guys that had SummerSlam yesterday, fighting through it. That's what we do as professionals, as athletes, as fighters, and I'll continue to do so. Bang.
Keith Lee improvising as Seth Rollins' pyro goes off in the background on Monday Night Raw. That was from the WWE's YouTube channel. Some thoughts from Keith Lee after his Raw debut, and wrestling fans around the world have had their say on the debut of Keith Lee. And I've had my say on Raw Graded as well.
And
Randy Orton is facing Keith Lee now. It's been a weird episode of Raw. But my boy Keith Lee is in there with Randy Orton. There's time to turn this round. Keith Lee getting the rub of a life. What are you wearing, Keith? What are you wearing? Why is he wearing a shirt? Why is he wearing shorts that look like a skirt? Why is his music still crap? Why? Orton is overpowered by Keith early on. Keith.
So yeah, I got a little bit annoyed about that. But many people shared the belief that Keith Lee's debut to Raw wasn't as powerful as it could have been. They changed Keith Lee's music and to something very generic. He had long shorts on that did make it look like he was wearing a skirt. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Just kind of goes against what Keith's been wearing all this time. He was wearing a shirt during the match with Randy Orton, the match that ended in a bit of a non-finish and a non-starter, really. It was a strange one. Keith Lee tweeted the following Monday Night Raw. He said, "Music is out of my hands. Period. Leave it be. I'll sort it out later." Keith Lee went on to respond to quite a few other tweets with quotes. So Keith was responding quite openly to several fans who had reached out. He said, "Leave it be and have some patience. Take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. I promise. Let me handle that stuff." This is discussing the music and his attire. A fan said to Keith that he didn't have to respond to tweets of people complaining. And Keith responded to that with, "Of course I don't have to. I don't owe anyone an explanation. It is simply my way of showing respect to the people who have supported me. I don't want people caught up on things, on small things, when what should be acknowledged is on my debut, I mixed it up with Orton. Way bigger deal." And you know what? Keith's right. We did go on to say in Raw Graded that when you step away from the issues with the presentation, Keith Lee on his debut is in there with Randy Orton, and then this Sunday he's on pay-per-view against Randy Orton. It's not as, when you let it breathe, it's not as bad as you think it is. And hey, look, when it comes down to Keith Lee's music, I get that. I think what they gave him on Raw was crap. I still think it was. But the reason for the change comes from higher up. Not to do with the fact that people don't like Keith's music. It's more the fact that Keith Lee's music was put together by CFOS, and WWE are distancing themselves from CFOS since their working relationship ended. So when anybody gets called up to Raw now, and in fact a few people on NXT have been through this as well, there's a lot of music changes because they're sort of parting ways and they're splitting off from CFOS. So there might be a few more music changes for other wrestlers to come. But that's why Keith had new music. It did feel very thrown together, which is the sad part. Keith, if you are looking for some new music, I have an idea. You might be interested.
Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
Keith, my people will call your people, all right?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit UH1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
On Talking Smack this past Friday, Big E was talking about Kofi Kingston. And there was a lot of discussion on Kofi Kingston's title reign. Big E has previously called the booking of Kofi Kingston disrespectful following his defeat by Brock Lesnar to lose his title last year. And then moving back to the tag team division without even any reference to the fact that he was a WWE champion just weeks or so before. Earlier on this week, in a response to a video from Talking Smack that was shared by Andreas Hale of Sporting News, former WWE writer Dave Schilling gave us some rather shocking original plans for Kofi Kingston. The WWE writer said, "I was there, I saw it. No one who had any sway believed in Kofi." And he also went on to say, "The plan was for Kofi getting squashed by Brock from day one of his title reign. Day one." Now, we always assumed that the Brock Lesnar squashing was a way of putting Brock as the champion on the start of Friday Night SmackDown on Fox. The idea that this was the plan from the very beginning is pretty distressing, because that almost suggests that you have no desire to even attempt to make this guy a name. Big E, I think, has got a point about the booking of Kofi as WWE champion. WWE has responded to a request for comment following offensive material appearing on the Thunderdome cameras on Monday Night Raw. They made a brief statement stating, "This abhorrent behavior does not reflect WWE's values, and we have zero tolerance for those unacceptable acts. We are working to ban those involved from any future events." So this was connected to photos of Chris Benoit and the KKK that turned up during Monday Night Raw. I feel like you're going to have to police this incredibly heavily going forward, or just take the whole fan cam experience away. Raw viewership was up on Monday night, averaging 2.3 million. The numbers up 23% from the previous week, and the highest numbers since the day after WrestleMania. So there's some celebrations to be had from Raw in the Thunderdome that did some really strong numbers. New Japan looking to do something similar to Thunderdome. They're introducing a remote cheering system for attendees at the Summer Struggle shows in Korakuen Hall and Jingu. The statement says as follows: "At present, in compliance with our coronavirus guidelines and in a bid to promote a safe viewing environment, fans in attendance at New Japan Pro Wrestling events are currently being asked to refrain from using loud noises and chanting. We thank all of our fans for adhering to these requests. As we continue to look for new ways to encourage our fans to express themselves at live events, we are excited to adopt Yamaha's remote cheerer powered by Sound UD system for events at Korakuen Hall and Jingu Stadium. Yamaha's technology is currently in use in pro baseball and soccer events in Japan and will offer fans cutting-edge technology to allow their voices to be heard without having to raise their voice. Now, the system will be only for use by people at the shows, and when you arrive at the show, you'll be given instructions on how to use the system." Very intrigued to see how this one works. For me, the crowd noise on Raw was quite difficult to get used to. Just felt like there was like a low chatter for the entirety of Raw. It was a strange one. And during Randy Orton's attack on Drew McIntyre on Raw, there was one moment in particular where Orton clearly missed a punt kick on Drew. Like, just the thin air got smashed in the face by Orton. They tried to remedy this using a changing camera angle. I believe they even added sound effects to it afterwards. Matt Jackson from the AEW commented on the clip on Instagram. So a while back, Orton tweeted Jackson and responded to an underwhelming spot that Matt Jackson did on AEW. And Orton said, sweet landing, but you didn't hit anybody. Tell Cody, Goldust, Harper, Swags, Y2J, Hardy, Ryder, Spears, Ambrose, Arn, Malenko, Gunn, and FTR, hello for me. So it was only fitting when this video went online of Orton missing but hitting Drew McIntyre. Matt Jackson responded on Instagram with, at Randy Orton, sweet landing, but you didn't hit anybody. Say hello to Brian, Claudio, Kevin, Generico, Tyler, and Adam for me. Ah, pettiness in wrestling. The world is healing. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now, not only can you check out Raw Graded from yesterday, but we had a little discussion on one-off pay-per-views. In fact, we counted down the 10 best one-time WWE pay-per-views. From Breaking Point to Taboo Tuesday, even a mention of Great Balls of Fire. It's on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. A brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review is on the Cultaholic podcast feed for you right now as well. If you want to go back in time 20 years, Matthew, Greg, and I are going through every episode of SmackDown from the very beginning to either of our bitter ends. That is on the podcast feed a little later on today. No Desert Island Graps this week. Desert Island Graps will be returning from a brief hiatus very, very soon. Some very cool guests lined up for Desert Island Graps in the near future. And on the Cultaholic Twitch feed today, it is Jack and Owen back once again. They are saving Sunderland on Football Manager, hoping for more over-the-top own goals in this week's stream. Crossing all fingers. 6 o'clock British Standard Time, or British Summertime rather, on the Cultaholic Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Cultaholic. Join us there. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.